Welcome to the Warrior Mama Podcast, as we learn how to apply God's Word to our lives in motherhood, finding in big and small ways that the truth of the gospel applies not just to our lives as moms, but also to our children's lives, so that as we stand anchored in Him, we mother confidently with our hearts at rest. I'm so glad you're joining me today at the kitchen table. Welcome back to the kitchen table. We are continuing a conversation from yesterday about a parenting principle that we want to put in play with our children, which is we want to have limited no's and abundant yeses as best we can. And again, we talked about yesterday that it cannot go against scripture. So we're not saying yes to things that God says no to. But we are saying yes in spaces that may require us to do more training to help our children form more, like become more self-controlled, become more better listeners, become kinder. We're going to say yes and set up these experiences or set up these moments in time that allow for growth there. And I think the primary place that this comes into play is in our kids' adolescent years. They are experiencing a maturation where they're learning to kind of grow up, and they want to have a lot of privileges and a lot of responsibilities. And sometimes it's hard for us. And so our natural instinct is to say, no, no, you can't do that. No, that would not be safe. No, that would be too hard for you. No, I don't think you're ready for that. But the challenge becomes, how could we say yes and train them and get them ready to have more or increased discernment and increased wisdom in these areas? That has become this conversation that my husband and I have had as we've held this principle pretty fundamental in our parenting, is we want to have as many limited no's as we can, while at the same time fostering in our children a following after the ways of God. So we want them to be aligning themselves with the values that we find in Scripture, and we want them to be growing in wisdom and discernment. So how do we do this? Well, I think the first thing is we want to begin to have conversations around wisdom. And so today, we're going to be looking really briefly at this idea of asking our children, what do you think would be wise? So I do not anymore, when my children hit those teen years or somewhere between 10, 11, and 12, we're beginning to shift our conversation away from saying yeses and nos, and we're beginning to move into the conversation land of what do you think would be wise to our children? And we use this in very easy and obvious ways when they're 10, 11, and 12. So obviously, if my child, when they were 10, 11, and 12, came and asked me to do something that I knew was way beyond the scope of what they were mature enough to handle, that would not be a place to say, what do you think would be wise? But what about when they come to you and they ask you if they can go see a certain movie or watch a certain TV show? That is perfect training ground to begin this conversation. Well, what do you think would be wise? Oftentimes, it's easy for us. Our knee jerk is to say, no, you can't watch that. No, you can't listen to that music. No, you can't see that TV show. No, you can't read that, right? We have been operating in this land of being their guardian. But if we want to, when they grow up and we launch them, if we want them to walk in wisdom and discernment, we have to use these years between 10 and 18 to begin to train them of what is wise and where do we find wisdom. So where we find it is in the Word of God. We do not find wisdom in this world. We do not find wisdom in what all of our friends are doing. We do not find wisdom in what we see on TV. We do not find wisdom actually even from mom and dad. And yes, you can say that to your children. Where do they find wisdom? They find wisdom in the Word of God. And we begin to direct them to passages, like passages in Proverbs and passages that say, this is how you are to walk wisely. You are to hunger and you are to long for it. Like, you know, where it says in early Proverbs, Proverbs 2, it says, my son, if you receive my words and treasure my commandments, make your ear attentive to wisdom and incline your heart to understanding. If you call out for insight, if you raise your voice for understanding, if you seek it like silver, if you search for it as hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and you will find the knowledge of God. Y'all, we want to teach our children to become wise. So the reason we are bountiful in our yeses is because we have learned when they are younger to help form them as we lead them into a yes. So it's not a yes and then we kick ourselves with all the problems that are there. We're anticipating, oh, well, in order for me to say yes, I'm going to need to set them up for success. That's how we handle the young years. And we talked about that yesterday. But for today, now we're in these older years. And so now we're no longer being the person always saying yes or no. We are countering with, well, what do you think would be wise? And where do you find wisdom, my child? You find wisdom in the Word. So let's go to the Word. Let me let you dig in the Word and see what you come up with. Let me see if you can find out what would be wise for you in this moment. So with our kids when they're young and it was TV or books or movies, those are just like easy inroads, video games. So it would be like anything like that. So video games, movies, TV, books that they read, music they listen to, all of that, easy inroads of, do you think it is wise? Is it wise for you to hear that? Is it wise for you to see it? How does that line up with God's word? And how is that a wise decision? So when we counter with a conversation, instead of with an edict, instead of saying you cannot, we counter with instead a conversation, well, what do you think would be wise? We open up this doorway for them to have conversations with us that show us their heart. We get to clearly see their bent, to see how open they are to the things of the Word of God. It will inform our prayer life. Remember, a Warrior Mama's Prayer Journal is designed to help you pray for your child in these kinds of moments. And when we get these kinds of conversations back, it informs how we pray. But in this, when we begin to make wisdom be our whole desire in these upper teen years and say, hey, I'm just calling you out to be wise. I'm calling you out to be discerning. And the only way to get wisdom and discernment is to line up with God through His Word. That transforms your parenting. You're no longer the gatekeeper holding all the keys, the one who's always limiting their lives. You are coming alongside of them, helping them learn and grow and become equipped in the things of the Lord. I promise it will change. This parenting principle, saying, what do you think would be wise, will transform your parenting. And it will allow you to say a lot of yeses. It will give your yeses great, glowing favor with your kids.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed in your motherhood, as if you're not measuring up to everyone else around you, or maybe you're just not measuring up to your own expectations? Do you find yourself wondering how following Jesus actually impacts your daily life with your kids? If the answer is yes, then you need Reset. You need this 6-week journey in learning how to anchor your motherhood to key gospel truths, not only so that you know them, not only so that you feel at peace and at rest and not overwhelmed and not anxious anymore, but Mama, I want you to know these truths so they pour out of you in the everyday language and speech and conversations you have with your children. Join me in Reset, anchoring your motherhood in the gospel, and watch what God does as He changes your very motherhood. If you like this format for podcasts, you're going to love the Reset Bible Study. Grab the link in our show notes. Join me over the next 6 weeks and journey with Jesus as He changes your heart and your mind and helps you parent confidently because you're no longer overwhelmed and anxious. Instead, you fully understand His gospel for you and for your kids. Thanks for listening this week to the Warrior Mama Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support other Warrior Mamas, I'll tell you that one of the best ways that you can do is you can just share this podcast with your friends. You know, sometimes we love to talk about the things we like the most for our faith, for our life, for our kids. Can I tell you that it would be a great blessing to begin to share with other moms the things that God is teaching you and the ways that He is growing you in Him. Our prayer over here at the Warrior Mama Podcast is that this podcast is something that does that for you in your life. So feel free to share it with your friends, post about it on social media, and of course, leave a rating and a review. I love seeing what God is doing in your lives. And I look forward to sitting with you at the kitchen table again next week.